I begin in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except the one Allah, and that his beloved Nabi and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his last and final messenger. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, his protection, his mercy, his blessings, his sustenance, and praying and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst the most successful individuals both in this life and the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Nastaghfirullaha wa natubu ilayh. We begin by seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our individual shortcomings, our communal shortcomings, the shortcomings of the believers, the shortcomings of those who don't believe, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his immense mercy as a result of the young amongst us, as a result of the elderly amongst us, as a result of those amongst us who are close to him and in proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran and says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. Have they not seen that we drive the water into the clouds to barren land? فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا, and bring forth thereby crops. تَأْكُلُ مِنْهُ أَنْعَامُهُمْ وَأَنْفُسُهُمْ, with which their livestock and they themselves eat. أَفَلَا يُبْصِرُونَ, do they not see? This immense blessings that we have from Allah, every blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have. Everything that we own, everything that we utilize, everything that we sometimes tend to forget and we boast about is all from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah gives, it is out of His wisdom. And when He withholds, that is also out of His wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had the water not been taken away from us, we wouldn't have had this opportunity to fulfill the sunnah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had this water not been taken away from us, we might not have had this opportunity to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why we're reminded of that tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in all of the affairs of the believer, right, there is khayr. There is goodness, right? أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If goodness receives them, if they receive goodness, they're in gratitude and that's good for them. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if there's difficulty that comes their way, they are patient and that is also good for them. And so the wisdom behind the things that we don't understand or sometimes become extremely uneasy about, right, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that wisdom. But as a community, right, it behooves every single one of us to do our part individually and collectively to seek the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the surah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَارًا. After the maghfirah, after the wa'd of the promise of maghfirah, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Allah subhanahu, the first thing Allah promises after istighfar is water, is rain. And so in this blessed moment, in this blessed day, in this blessed time, in this blessed gathering, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا عاجلا غير آجل نافعا غير ضار. اللهم اسق عبادك وبهائمك وانشر رحمتك وأحي بلدك الميت. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helpful rain, wholesome rain, healthy rain, beneficial rain. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His divine mercy for this rain. And it's so good to see the elderly and especially the young amongst us, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those individuals. Right? Is with those individuals. And so we ask ourselves, right, a simple question, that what can I do in all of this in addition to simply making istighfar? Right? In addition to simply making istighfar. Very, very practical, brothers and sisters. Now we need to make muhasaba of ourselves, take ourselves into accounting, and ask ourselves, is there anyone whose rights I have usurped? Is there anyone that I have hurt? Is there anyone that I collectively hurt? What is my behavior like? What is my attitude like? Am I humble? Right? There's times when we are arrogant in front of, you know, of elders, in front of the young, in front of people around us, things that we get away with. And generally, when we get away with this kind of bad behavior, the response generally is, that's just how they are. Right? That's just how they are. That's just their personality. They're always like that. That doesn't work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That doesn't work with God Almighty. We need to truly look into ourselves. And we can't, it's very easy to put the blame, especially in the land that we live in or in the type of area that we happen to live in with the amount of sins and the types of sins that are being committed. It's very easy for us to point our fingers towards those individuals. But in this moment, I think that as believers, we need to take some responsibility as well. And the responsibility that we need to take is that Allah has blessed me with iman and Allah has blessed me with faith. And as a result of this, I have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that relationship with God, as a result of that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would open the doors of His mercy and Allah would answer our prayers, not just on behalf of myself, but on behalf of the entire community and the entire ummah. Right? On behalf of the entire community and the entire ummah. It's the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A week ago, I began a 1700 mile journey by car. Right? I began a 1700 mile journey by car, and as I was traveling, right, California was barren. California was dry. Some of the reservoirs that we are used to seeing filled are extremely empty. Yet you arrive, I arrived in a different state when it was pouring so much that I had to slow down my driving. I had to complete, and it was in the middle of nowhere. Extreme rain in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And here I was just, you know, slightly struck and dumbfounded. Right? Again, this is the wisdom of Allah, and I'm thinking, Ya Allah, this water could be used where I live. Now, for me to say that this water is of no use to the land in which it's raining, that would be my ignorance, because I'm sure that there are creatures and animals and land that happen to benefit from that rain. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm thinking this water could be used elsewhere too, Ya Allah. If you just took this cloud and moved it over just by a little, right? Like we click a mouse and we move things around. Young people, you know what I'm talking about? Take a little mouse and move it around and all of a sudden you're in a different part of the screen. Allah could easily take that cloud and move it over. And this is a metaphor especially for the young. That's essentially what we're asking for today. That's what we want you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for today. That Ya Allah, all your clouds that are in so many different places, we just want you to take this divine mouse of yours, and I'm using a metaphorical term, I don't want people to get caught up. Right? Take that metaphorical mouse of yours and take that cloud and just move it over. And why? Because a group from amongst the individuals, the believers, gathered and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And in this, I just want to close, you know, I just want to share one hadith and then I will close. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates, and this is not just for the situation that we happen to be in, but for our individual and collective situation. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man lazima al-istighfar, ja'ala Allah lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib." The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, if anyone constantly seeks pardon and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would appoint a way out of that, a way for that individual from out of every distress, a relief from every anxiety, and provide for them from where they never imagined. Right? From where they never imagined. And so today, with that intention, we make istighfar, we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do a little bit of introspection and look into ourselves and say, what can I do better with those around me? Right? Some of the cardinal sin is that of arrogance. Amongst the cardinal sins in our tradition is that of arrogance, is that of disobeying parents. I'm not talking about other things, while there are many other greater sins. But many of those sins, such as adultery or alcohol and so on and so forth, for the most part don't affect the Muslims as much as certain other things. But when we look into our own community, arrogance, right? Treating people with ill behavior, putting people down, disobeying the elderly. Right? These are things that affect our day-to-day lives. So I remind myself, first and foremost, I ask myself and remind myself of my responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reminding myself, I remind all of you and everyone else to be cognizant of certain things that we can do better in our lives, through which we seek the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His assistance. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessed rain on this community. Right? Our community, year after year, has witnessed miracles. Some of you may remember one of the first Salatul Istisqa that we held in Pleasanton, not too far from here, a few years ago. You know, soon after, we saw rain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we, again, water will come, blessings will come in their due time, in the divine time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His will and out of His generosity, to speed it up on our community and make it easy for all of us, for the believers and non-believers, for the young and the elderly, the humans and the animals, and for everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer our prayers. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'na wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim innahu ta'ala jawadun kareemun malikun barrun raufur rahim fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته. We once again seek forgiveness from Allah سبحانه وتعالى in some of the other madahib. Just as in the khutbah of Eid, when we recite, we continuously recite the takbirat in the beginning and in the middle of the khutbah and towards the end of the khutbah, there are narrations in which people would actually make istighfar a numerous amount of times during their khutbah. So we once again seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. There's any little or big, major or minor sin that I have committed as an individual, oh Allah, I ask for your forgiveness. That if there's people in our community who have done things wrong, oh Allah, we ask for your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask that in this very moment, you inspire us, guide us, and bless all of us to mend and fix our ways so that we would become closer to you, oh Allah. So that we would receive your mercy, oh Allah. We would receive your blessings, oh Allah. That the goodness that you have continued to give to us is not withheld, ya Allah. And in this very specific moment, and with this salah, with the intention that we have today, oh Allah, we are specifically today seeking rain from you, ya Allah. We are specifically seeking water from you, ya Allah. We have seen the fires last year. We continue to see them this year, ya Allah. There are so many people's lives who have been destroyed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for your mercy and your blessings, ya Allah. We ask for your mercy and your blessings, ya Allah. We seek your forgiveness, oh 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 Allah. And we repent to you for our shortcomings, ya Allah. And in this very moment, for those that are present here, for those that are not present, for those that are watching at home, we make the intention, oh Allah, that we will try to make our lives better. That if there's anything that I am doing in my life that happens to be harmful to those around me, ya Allah, that I would change my ways. I would mend my ways. I would be kind to my elders. I would be merciful to those younger than me. That, ya Allah, my siblings and my spouse and my children and all the people that I immediately live with, who can be a result of goodness or punishment, ya Allah, we ask that those relationships become a source of your blessings, ya Allah, and not become a source of punishment, ya Allah. And oh Allah, in this blessed moment, we seek from you, ya Allah, helpful, wholesome, healthy rain, ya Allah, that is not harmful, ya Allah, now and not later, ya Allah. Now and not later, ya Allah. Now and not later, oh Allah, we ask that you accept our du'as. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ فَاذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. May Allah reward all of us for being here inshaAllah today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our prayers and answer our du'as. While we all inshaAllah anticipate and seek a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to see the rain come down soon. I also want to take a moment to remind myself first and everyone else that in this moment, let us take this practice of istighfar home. Right? At, for the very least, if those that are present, those that are watching online, wherever you may be, you know, when we're alone in the car and we're driving home, driving to the masjid, let's make a regular wird of istighfar. Right? It could be in any language. It doesn't have to be in Arabic, you know, in Urdu, Angrezi, whatever you want. Seek forgiveness from Allah with the specific intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless myself as an individual, all of us, our community, and our neighborhoods with His blessings, but most importantly, in this difficult time, water, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I also want to take a moment to seek forgiveness from my dear teacher and elder, Sheikh Talal. Our tradition is that we don't speak in the presence of our elders. And Sheikh Talal happens to be here. May Allah bless him and reward him and sanctify him and protect his secret, inshallah. But I seek your forgiveness, Sheikh Talal. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.